This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for this first hour. I am going to spend a lot of time in this first hour on the resource sector, and I do have two company updates tying up the last two segments of this first hour, but these are two companies that have been performing very, very well, and one that has just made a move to become more or less a major producer, targeting potentially 1 million ounces a year of gold production in 2021. That being said, I am kicking off the show with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex. And Mark, I want to start off with you quickly recapping the news event that had everyone's attention this week. That is the Phase 1 trade deal signed between the U.S. and China. Now, details are still quite sparse on this trade deal, but some of the headlines are pointing to the billions of dollars of tariffs that were put in place just over the last year or two that will remain in place. And a lot of critics are saying that this deal really doesn't focus on any of the main issues. I want to get your thoughts on it. What caught your eye regarding this Phase 1 trade deal?
Yes, I think that it's interesting that the week that we signed the Phase 1 trade deal, the Chinese stock market, breaks a five-week advancing streak. And I think so. What I'm getting at is I think that the deal did not really go beyond what was already leaked. And there was a bit of an anticlimactic response, at least in the Chinese stocks. The RMB has strengthened. It's actually back to level we last saw in July. But I'll tell you what caught my eye is all this talk about that China will buy $200 billion more of U.S. goods and services by the end of 2022. And what people are doing is they're looking at the size of how much China imports. And they look at $200 billion as nothing. If China imports well over $1 trillion worth of goods a year. And so but what I'm thinking is it's not so much the Chinese demand, because that's a whole different story. China is not obligated to market, advertise, or do anything to help promote U.S. goods. But if the U.S. is going to sell the $200 billion more of goods to China, what does it look like? Not compared to what China's demand is, but U.S. supply. So what people are doing is they're looking back, not to 2018, because we were still in the midst of the beginnings of a trade war then, but you go back to 2017 as a benchmark, which is really what the Phase 1 agreement does. In 2017, the U.S. exported $128 billion worth of goods to China. So that was in 2017, $128 billion. Somehow we're expected that by the end of 2021, China would be importing about $328 billion worth of U.S. goods. It's just a huge jump, which if it materializes, would be incredible. And if it doesn't materialize, it's like, what does the U.S. resort to? And the agreement is basically to avoid a return to the WTO. And if the ministers can't work it out, you've got tariffs again. So the conflict resolution mechanism is like mutually assured destruction. But the sheer size of what China would be buying from the U.S. relative to what the U.S. sold China already would be a remarkable feat. It seems too good to be true.
So this might not even be possible then in terms of the outlook for next year. But if you do take almost the optimistic outlook saying that maybe this will happen in 2021, does that further support this almost euphoric move that we've seen U.S. markets make?
Isn't that amazing? I mean, just the how sharp of a move. And some people are linking this to still the Fed expanding its balance sheet. And I was looking at the numbers. So from December of last year through August, the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500, was up about 25% or so. And then when the Federal Reserve announced it's expanding its balance sheet, the stock market's gone up about another 10%. seems like to me like the stock market wants to go up, whether the Fed is in a tightening mode or whether it's expanding its balance sheet.
But we are stuck in a scenario here where the Fed is still expanding its balance sheet, and we do now have this trade deal, which, again, might be a little aggressive. But do you think this Phase 1 deal, too, almost takes any talk about trade wars off the table through the end of the election? Or is the market and commentators going to turn very quickly to, let's see, a Phase 2 deal?
And I don't think it'll be Phase 2. I think that there's a couple of hurdles. Of course, we'll be watching how U.S. trade figures go with China, because it's got to be showing up pretty quickly. But also, in a month's time, China is due to deliver its first deliverable, which is a statement explaining how it's going to be taking measures to protect intellectual property rights. So I think that there's a lot of little like windows we'll be watching, shipments, for example, grains and things like that. But I think that the U.S. attention on trade, I think still this year with the agreement with China signed, NAFTA 2.0, just approved by the U.S. Senate. It leaves it really in Canada's hands, most likely to approve it. But I think U.S. trade attention turns to Europe, and there's a lot of outstanding issues, including the recent digital tax that seem to be discriminating, and that's what the U.S. argues, against its large, giant telecom companies.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because there is still a trade war, as crazy as it sounds, going on between the U.S. and Europe, and that probably will come to the forefront. But this Phase 1 deal, you've outlined some interesting aspects about it. Let's look to next week when attention will turn to central banks. Not the Fed, but we do have the ECB meeting, we have the Bank of Canada meeting, we have the Bank of Japan meeting, and we have Norway's central bank meeting. Obviously, the most important being the ECB meeting. What are you expecting to come out of this meeting where Lagarde will be chairing it?
Yes, the most important thing from this meeting is going to be how Lagarde sets up the parameters for a strategic review of policy. And it's, a lot of people are focusing on what they do about inflation. When they last did a review, they came up with the mantra, the target is something like this, close to but below 2%. And so there's more talk these days of maybe an average inflation rate target. So over the long term or medium term, we'll have 2%. I'm not sure that really makes much of a difference, but I think that's where a lot of market focus has been. I'm focusing instead on other aspects of strategic review. That's going to be the tools as well as communication. Right now, the ECB does not report a vote. It doesn't report dissents. And I think that they need to in order to keep the institution working smoothly. At the end of Draghi's term, we saw a lot of drama played out in the press, which I think is seen as undermining the authority or the solemnness, or people just don't like to see that. And so I think I have room for the dissents, like we do in the U.S. with the Federal Reserve, like the Bank of Japan does as well. You often see dissents. The Bank of England, at the last couple of Bank of England meetings, two people have dissented. And it's clear who they are. And so people have more insight then into the central bank. And so I suspect this is going to be a big area where Lagarde is going to reform it. It's going to change procedural issues more than substance, but still very important. And the other thing is regarding the tools. And it makes sense to think through a negative interest rate. I mean, the ECB has written a bunch of like new playbook, new instruments, and it makes sense to review them. I think the markets think that there's been a big push against negative interest rates. And I don't think there really has been as much as it might seem. Lagarde gave a very spirited defense of it at her first meeting that she chaired as the president of the ECB. And of course, the Swiss continue to defend it. And I don't think even from the BOJ meeting, which kicks off next week, I don't think we're going to see the Japanese be critical of the minus 10 basis point deposit rate.
All right, Mark, we're going to wrap it up there. Interesting comments, especially when it comes to that trade deal. A couple different considerations in breaking down the numbers, which I really appreciate. And now central banks, the attention will turn there as we have all those meetings. And the Fed will be meeting in this month, more at the later part of this month, though. Mark, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. For the next three segments, we are going to focus all on the resource sector. I have a couple very important company updates coming up in the last two segments. But before we get to those, I wanted to bring on Jeff Christian, managing partner at the CPM Group, and discuss some of the recent movements in commodities, as well as how some of these trade developments, or at least the signing of a phase one deal, have impacted these markets for the short term, but who knows, could even be the long term. Jeff, we, as I said, saw a phase one deal finally signed. The details, though, still a bit sketchy, but overall, no matter who you talk to, they do have to admit that the main issues of what trade is focused on between the U.S. and China really haven't been addressed. However, with at least some agreement, and you can argue some progress being made, do you think that opens up an avenue where trade between the two countries and even globally gets better rather than being so handcuffed like it has been over the last, well, year, even year and a half?
I think it's a marginal improvement. I mean, you know, yeah, the reality is that from what we can have seen, I mean, it's an 86-page document that was only released after it was signed. Well, from what we've seen is it's sort of clawing back to where we were before Trump started the trade war. So it's a sign, it's a movement in the right direction, but it's not a big movement, and there's still enormous obstacles that are in place that are going to hamstring a lot of trade. But I think what it is it's also, it's representative that both, that the U.S. government has recognized the damage it's done to the U.S. economy by starting this trade war and being so blustery on it, not only with China, but really with the rest of the world, too. And I think that, you know, what you're seeing is a little bit of a thaw, and it's a movement in the right direction. You know, what we found is a lot of business people in China, in the United States, and really around the world are extremely hopeful that things get better, because this has really been devastating for their business over the last 2-3 years. So they're looking for reasons to be hopeful. And, you know, I don't know that the substance of this agreement gives a lot of reason, cause for hope. But the fact that the agreement was reached, and at least moves in the right direction, is a positive, which I think you're sort of seeing in across financial markets.
Okay, and you know what? Even without major progress being made, that optimism or that hope, if it comes from companies and organizations, can still spur some better economic numbers and can help trade. Now, when it comes to the back of this trade deal getting signed, I found it interesting that we are seeing commodities broadly moving higher, even before. But over the last about month or two, base metals have been doing better, industrial metals have been doing better. Do you think this is all, or at least mostly, attributable to a little bit of progress being made in trade?
It's a little bit of a trade war, but it's also, you know, if you go back a month or two, people were still talking about the imminent recession that we were going to see. And, you know, no one's talking about an imminent recession right now, at least in the circles that I read. You know, so I think that there's a more optimistic view of the world. There's not, you know, oh, everything's great and the economy is going to roar. And in fact, a lot of people, including CPM Group, think that we'll see weaker real economic activity in 2020 than we saw in 2019 in terms of growth. There'll be growth, but it'll be slower than we saw in 2019. You know, but I think that there is greater optimism. And I think you're also looking probably at some Chinese industrial users of base metals who are building inventories before the Lunar New Year holiday, which is coming up in a couple weeks, because there is a view that the prices of the base metals may be higher when they come back from the Lunar New Year holiday than they are now. So I think that there's some inventory building, partly because of the trade agreement, but also partly because there's a view that, you know, even regardless of what the trade agreement does, we will continue to see modest growth in demand for raw materials this year relative to last year.
All right, now what about the precious metals? Because there is still this underlying uncertainty around the world, and I think the precious metals, even on the day that the Phase 1 trade deal were signed, we saw gold and silver move higher, and I think that is also because, you know what, again, none of the major issues in trade between the U.S. and China were solved, but the precious metals went through a pretty extreme run, especially gold at the very beginning of this year, all on the back of geopolitical issues, or so I think, but it seems like they're trying to find a higher level or a higher trading range from even before these geopolitical issues. What's your takeaway from gold so far this year and now moving forward after this Phase 1 trade deal?
Yeah, you know, obviously, the U.S. Missile attack on the Iraqi general was a big factor, and we saw the price gold and silver come off after that. And right now, I think the markets are sort of trying to digest things. And today's been a very interesting day. We're recording this on Wednesday, and you know, it's a day that started off with the Russian government dissolving itself and basically giving Putin the ability to create a new Russian government where he can be czar, president for life or prime minister for life or whatever he wants to call it. And the price of gold rose on that. And then it kind of came back off. And you had the impeachment, vote in the House and the price of gold went up and then it came back down. And then you had the trade deal, signing, and the release of some of the information and gold rose again. And I think that increase there was, well, okay, a little bit of sober realism coming into play here. Okay, we're signing a trade agreement, but let's look at it. It's not all that great of an agreement. And as I said, you know, we're clawing ourselves back toward to where we were before the beginning of the trade war. You know, so we dug a big hole and we're still in the hole and we're starting to dig our way out of the hole, and that's good. But I think that the rise in gold and silver prices after the trade agreement was signed reflects sort of a realism that, yeah, we still have a long way to go and the economy is still being hamstrung by these trade restrictions and things can go backwards just as easily as they can go forward from where we are right now.
All right, Jeff, now we're going to wrap it up. Great chatting with you. I appreciate all of your insights in these markets when it comes to not just the precious metals. If anybody has any questions for Jeff regarding any of the metals or moves that they are seeing in metals markets, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Jeff, thanks again for your time. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with a couple, I think, very important company updates to wrap up the first hour of this weekend show. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is bringing some star power to his impeachment trial legal team. USA's Tim Berg explains.
The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't. And he is persuasive. He makes very good cases, very good arguments on that point. So I think that was a smart move on the part of the president to include him among the counsel that will appear in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As I mentioned in the last segment, these next two segments are focused more on company updates with some, I think, fairly important news out of both of these companies that has continued to drive the stocks higher. I'm starting off with Vesla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Condert. Now, Mike, the stock, as I said, has been moving up quite nicely, really, ever since the company was listed. I brought you back on the show in the middle of November to introduce the overall story and overall strategy to all of our listeners, and now I'm bringing you back on and featuring you on the weekend show because news that came out at the tail end of this week. So on Thursday, the company announced some sampling results of high-grade silver at what looks like a new discovery, the Paloma vein. Take us through the importance here, these sample results, and the fact that this would be a new discovery if you can follow up with it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Corey. We appreciate you having us on the show here. So that's right. The company has moved very quickly since I was on the show last in November. We closed a $6 million financing in December, right before Christmas. And then in early January, we announced that we had begun drilling on the property in Mexico. And just late this week here, we announced that we made a brand new discovery, the Paloma vein. Now, the Paloma vein was discovered by our geologists in the field, meters away from the most productive vein, the Animus vein structure. and it represents a new discovery for Vizsla. It had never been mapped, mined, or sampled or drilled or anything before, and so we've intercepted about half a kilo over 3.5 meters, and in that there's some higher grade, some near kilo material, silver hits on this vein, silver equivalent hits on this vein. So we're very excited about that, and the reason that it's significant is because this Paloma vein lies just in the shadows of the Animus vein, which is the most productive, and within the first month or so of us really starting, we originally found this in November, within the first month or so of us starting on the property, we've already made a significant discovery of a vein, which we'll follow up with drilling shortly.
Now, the news release does state that you're anticipating at least the recent results to show that this vein could be up to 500 meters in strike length. What type of drilling are you going to get in there doing when the drill rig moves to this area?
Well, so we expect to drill at depth. There's a target that seems that the Paloma vein is dipping into the Animus vein, and where that would connect and where those would intersect could be a fantastic target for high-grade mineralization. As we've seen on the property, all of the high-grade breccias are in the intersections or jogs of veins on the property, so that's an exciting tip drill target for us. We expect to, now we have 20 drill targets. We had 19. Now we have 20 now that we've announced the Paloma vein. And we look forward to drilling that shortly.
Now, is the Paloma vein moving up the pecking order, let's call it, when it comes to these 20 targets that you have?
It has. Yeah, it's in the top tier, I would say, of opportunities here. Just starting. Of course, we've actually doubled our team in the field in Mexico, so we're generating new drill targets all the time.
Now, in terms of drilling, how many meters, at least currently, are planned for the current drill program?
We expect to be the most aggressive junior explorer in Mexico this year. We're going to start off with 14 kilometers. That's 14,500 meters of drilling. That's what we've allocated and budgeted for. And we'll see where that takes us, but that's the first phase for this year.
And on the back of that money raise at the end of last year, you're cashed up to do this 14,500 meters, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Now, again, just as an overall story here, this area is the first time that it has been consolidated and consolidated in a public company. Now, with money and these 20 targets, what's going to be the first and foremost strategy behind this initial drill program on this consolidated area?
Right, and it is, yeah, you're correct. It's the first time it's been consolidated. It compares in scale to some of the great silver fields in Mexico, and I think this is going to be one of the great ones. And so what we need to do to demonstrate that is to show, we've already shown that we have the size of the district. We need to start showing grade through our own drilling, and that'll be important. If we can define resources on ore shoots and show high-grade mineralization, I think that could be the next step in our strategy of becoming or moving towards a production scenario by purchasing the entire district and the infrastructure with its milling capacities.
Now, do you think you could be seeing grades similar to some of these sampling results, some of the headline numbers, over 500 grams per ton silver equivalent? Do you think that this is possible throughout this project?
Absolutely. I think even higher is possible, and in the few news releases we put out in last before the end of the year, we saw numbers as high as 4 kilo silver equivalent or 3 kilo and longer intercepts of 5.5 meters of 850 gram per ton silver. So these are all over about 6 kilometers of different veins on the property, and we've seen a lot of evidence of high grade on sampling and underground sampling. Now our job is to confirm that with the drill bit.
Now, how has the historic development of this Animus vein also played into the strategy behind this initial drill program?
Right. So it seems to us, and we're actively investigating this as well, but the water table has proved to be an issue for the historic miners in the area. And it appears that a number of these breccias that they've mined to the water table and give us the potential to drill underneath their mining and see if there's preserved ore shoots there. So there's a two-pronged strategy One is to drill underneath the old workings, which has proven to be a good strategy for other companies working in epithermal deposits in Mexico. And the other strategy is what we've done here with the Paloma, is discover unmined, fully intact veins that could prove massive resource abilities here for us to build resources on.
So is it correct to assume that from this 14,500 meters, you're going to go to as many targets as you can and put a couple holes in each just to at least initially prove to yourself that there is something there to follow up on, to look to expand and extend any certain mineralization?
We've been comfortable telling people and indicating to the market that if we get onto an ore shoot that we think can provide rapid results for resources, we would leave one rig there and bring another rig on to do more discovery drilling on other targets. So we want to be very aggressive with this. We're fairly confident that the district will provide us good results. And we want to be able to drill these off quickly and move towards the resource quickly. So we expect to bring other rigs on in as the program moves forward.
Okay, well, hey, fair enough. This is a really newly consolidated area, and you guys now have the cash to go after and look to at least delineate and prove out some resources and go after some of the more attractive targets that you have. But with already 20 targets, that is a large number to go after, and continued sampling, who knows, it could even produce more targets for you. But with drills on the ground turning, then we will follow up with you when we do start to see some actual results come out of those drills. Encouraging start, though, when it comes to the sampling that was just released this week. So, Mike, I appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please contact me. You all know my email, fleck@kereport.com. Just wanted to bring on a new Silver Explorer that has been already performing well share price-wise and now has drills turning to, I guess, drive that share price even further higher. Mike, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend. I will see you at the Cambridge House Show on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting another company update, and this one I think is very important and should be listened to by all of our listeners, because I am chatting with Christian Milo. He is the CEO of Equinox Gold. Equinox is traded on the TSX under the symbol EQX, also on the NYSE under the symbol EQX. Now, Christian, we are following up on that pretty major announcement of Equinox and Leah Gold merging to create a $1.75 billion mining company. The company is going to have mines in Brazil, Mexico, and the U.S. Before we get into some of the finer questions, can you please just take us through an overview of how this deal came together and some of the key points that you want to drive home to investors in the overall sector?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, for having me back. It's been a very exciting time for us here, and obviously the gold market's been good in the second half of the year. And since the announcement of this deal in mid-December, you know, it's been a really good reaction. And this has been sort of gestating over a longer period of time. As everyone knows from prior discussions, we are a growth-oriented company that was looking to become a million-ounce producer over the next number of years here. And we've been very clear on that strategy. A million ounces isn't a magic number, but it certainly shows that it'll be breadth, scale, diversity, liquidity in our portfolio of assets. And that's certainly what Ross has done in the past with Pan Am Silver. And my history is doing that with a couple of companies, including Endeavor Mining before, which happened to be run by Neil Woodyer, who is the CEO of Leah Gold, obviously our partner here. And so there's a familiarity with the people and teams. I worked with a number of the team over there before. We were both building these mid-tier scale gold mining companies in the Americas over the last 2 to 3 years here, and kind of doing it in competition and in parallel. And at one point here, we thought, you know, maybe it makes sense to put these together for various reasons. And, you know, when you put these two together, you have a runway toward a million ounces a year in your current portfolio. And it will be diversified across. We have a third of the assets and value roughly in California, a third in Mexico, and then a third in Brazil. So you start to get that scale and diversity with a large reserve base, 6 producing mines, 4 expansion development projects in the portfolio. And the really beautiful part of the announcement of the deal was Ross Beaty's putting another $40 million in at market at the time of the deal announcement. No discount, no special treatment. And he'll put in over $120 million at that point over the last 2 years. And then Mubadala, who's a sovereign wealth fund of Abu Dhabi, has also stepped up to put another $130 million in and double their investment because they love the growth vehicle in the gold space right now. And the sector has been screaming for this. You know, Pulse and the Gold Council, a lot of large funds in New York and other places have been saying the sector needs to consolidate, cut some costs, actually become investable, become liquids. There's a lot of passive funds looking for investments here. And this answers a lot of those questions, I think, in one go. And I think you've seen the reaction in the market. I think we're up 35-40% since announcement. So with a nil premium at market merger, but I kind of look at it and go, each company's got almost a 30% premium since the announcement of the deal. So it's come across very, very well. And I think investors, both sides, shareholders have been very supportive. And I think there's been some new investors investing since the announcement as well in anticipation of where we're heading. And neither company is also in the GDX, GDXJ, TSX Composite. So all that's coming in 2020. We will qualify for at least two or three of those pretty quickly here in Q1 and 2, right after the announcement or the deal closes, which should be in February sometime. It's a bit of a quick analysis of that, but it's exciting, and hopefully you sense that from what I'm describing here. But this is the kind of deal I've wanted to put together over years, and I think the market is extremely excited for and wanting to see. And we've received some very good feedback from Ross directly from some of these large funds and groups that have been complaining about the excesses of our industry during the downturn and saying this is what the sector needs. And I think the Rangel-Barrett deal was a very similar style deal. Combining managements, putting companies together at lower nil premiums, and actually creating something that's better than 1+1. It's actually probably 2 to 3. You know, it's not just 1+1.
Yeah, well, the market reaction is really showing how much investors like this deal, and it is going along the trend of what the majors were doing last year, so I find it all very interesting. And to create a miner that could be producing 1 million ounces by, through one report that I read, by the end of next year, 2021, that is very significant. Can you share with us, is this an accurate assessment, the possibility of making it to 1 million ounces by the end of next year?
We'll be aiming for that million ounce mark for sure. And I think what the analysts in that consensus have anticipated is we've got the six producing mines. You know, the anticipation for 2020 is somewhere between, I think it's 600, 650, up to 700,000 ounces. Then you can build the CIL plant at Los Filos in Mexico, and you can build the Santa Luz project in Brazil, which are both legal assets. And with the addition of those two, there's a decent shot at getting towards that million ounce annualized mark. And it could be the end of 21 or could be in 2022, but we're aiming hard for that sort of around that year end, 2021, for that kind of run rate.
Okay, now you did also mention those investments from Ross Beaty and also that Abu Dhabi fund. What are these funds going to be used for in terms of continuing to build out production?
Yeah, when you look at our portfolio, so we have six producing mines, but we've got a CIL plant to build at Los Filos. It's currently a big heap leach, so that'll cost us $115 million, plus there's an underground development there. So all in, there's getting close to $200 million of capital required at Los Filos in Mexico. But that'll take it from roughly a 200,000-ounce producer to close to 400. So it's a real step change in that mine. And then you'll be building the Santa Luz project, which is a past-producing mine in Brazil that Yamana had built back in the day. We really like that little project. It could be 100,000 to 120,000-ounce producer for many years, and it needs probably 80, 85, maybe it's 90 million of capital. So, you know, give or take, those two projects require roughly 300 million of capital. So we have a program to get those in place that will add, you know, up to 300,000 ounces extra production. So that 300 million of capital is going to have a really nice return on it. And I'd say that's where a lot of that bulk of extra capital is aimed towards. It allows acceleration and us to deliver on that plan of expansion.
Now, can you also share with us some of the synergies that you think you can establish with all these mines throughout the Americas? Because that really is one of the things that, as you said, the market has been looking for, some of these mining companies to run more efficient.
Yeah, and we haven't promised a big amount of synergies here. I think we said about $10 million for a group this size. I would say that's a modest amount. And part of it is we prefer to underpromise and hopefully overdeliver in due course here on that one. But this isn't a premium deal where either side has to convince its shareholders it's getting a massive amount of synergies to make the premium worthwhile. What we believe we can do is combine our Vancouver. We both have Vancouver head offices. We'll combine that and rationalize to a certain degree, but we'll generally take the best of the skill sets and intertwine them and work together. But there will be some rationalization. We've got overlap in Brazil to a certain degree, and we'll look for a little bit there as well. And then I think you're going to be able to see things like joint purchasing, certainly in Brazil as well, when you have four mines, where you're going to be able to buy things like cyanide, et cetera, from one supplier at a discount versus what you'd be getting from multiple suppliers. And my experience working with the team at Leagold when we were all at Endeavor together was once we had four mines in four countries, we were able to go out to that little supplier base and actually get discounts. So I see those are the three core areas we'll be getting some savings and synergies.
Now, regarding the management team on the back end of when this deal does close, I understand Neil Woodard will be the CEO. What does that mean for you? What role are you going to be playing?
Yeah, I've worked with Neil before supporting him. I was CFO of Endeavor Mining, and we worked well together. And I think we built a very similar style and size company. And I said in this, I'm an owner of this company before I'm a manager. And, that's Ross Beaty's style, and I believe our management style and legal management style. We all own a significant number of shares. And I like this deal too much to let my title, ego, whatever get in the way of some really smart deal. And I said to Neil, look, I'm willing to support you here because I believe in this so much, and I think I can add some real value here. So you're welcome to be CEO here. I have a few probably extra years of my career to go here. I'm a generation or so younger than Neil, and I would love a chance to run this again, but I'm very happy supporting Neil here as a partner and shareholder here. So I think it's been a really synergistic management discussion and fitting the two together.
All right, Christian, we're going to wrap it up there, but very interesting details on this merger between Equinox and Leagold. It is, I think, turning a lot of heads and making this company a major producer in the very near term. This merger here is putting it even on more people's radars. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please, as always, email me, fleck@kereport.com. This is wrapping up the first hour, so I hope everybody enjoyed the couple company updates and really the focus on the resource sector that we had during this hour. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. I hope to see some of you at that Cambridge House show. Keep in touch if you are there and you want to meet up. Christian, I know that you will be there as well. So, hey, thanks for your time. Thanks for spending some time on this Saturday sharing some of the details of this story.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.